This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are moving ahead with their impeachment inquiry against President Trump, with subpoenas requesting documents from his personal lawyer, his Secretary of State, as well as hearings scheduled this week with former officials involved in U.S.-Ukraine policy. The AP's Mike Gracia has more on the story.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform Committees have subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his dealings with Ukrainian officials. The panels also requested information from three Giuliani associates. The subpoenas are part of the impeachment investigation, prompted by a whistleblower complaint saying Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate the son of Democrat Joe Biden during a phone call in July. According to the complaint, in the days after the call, Giuliani repeatedly communicated with advisors for Ukraine's president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The New York Times are reporting President Trump pushed Australia's prime minister to help discredit special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Times reported Monday that during a recent phone call, Trump asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help U.S. Attorney General William Barr collect information for a Justice Department probe into Mueller's investigation. Paper said the FBI's investigations into Russian interference began as a result of information given to the FBI by Australian officials. Barr recently began a review of the Russian investigation. Mueller's nearly two-year investigation found that the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia to affect the outcome of the race, but he reached no conclusion of whether Trump should be charged with obstruction of justice for instances in which he may have tried to sidetrack Mueller's probe. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An arch bridge in eastern Taiwan collapsed early Tuesday, sending an oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. Authorities say at least six people are believed to be trapped on the boats. The National Fire Agency said in a statement that 10 people were sent to hospital, six of them with serious injuries. Dozens of first responders and rescuers are still on the scene. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said military force has to remain an option in dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs because it will not follow through with its commitment to denuclearize and negotiate away its programs. In his first public speech since his departure from the White House, Bolton also told the audience at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank, there is a reason North Korea is doing a nuclear testing right now.
One very good, very troubling reason why there's no more testing of nuclear weapons for the moment or of long-range missiles is that North Korea has, in its judgment, for well or ill, finished testing and can produce nuclear warheads and long-range ballistic missiles. That's not an encouraging sign. That's a sign to be worried about.
Bolton left his post as President Trump's third national security advisor early in September, apparently due to clashes he had with Trump on how to handle foreign policy challenges, including North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Protesters chanted pro-democracy slogans while marching through Hong Kong Tuesday as the government hosted a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. There was a brief scuffle with police and reportedly some arrests made. Hong Kong police warned of the potential for protesters in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to engage in violence during this week's National Day events. Hong Kong has experienced a cycle of protests since June over a now-shelved extradition bill which has escalated into anti-China movement. The Trump administration imposing sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Internet Research Agency and its financier in connection with Russian interference in U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement that the U.S. will use its authorities against anyone seeking to undermine our electoral processes or subversively influence voters. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.